It's like this. We are in the last days. Global crisis. Satan is at war with us. And there's no need for us to fear. The battle, we need to move forward. Our leader, Jesus Christ, King of Kings, he's ahead of us. He's all powerful. No one elected him into that presidency. No one can take him out of position. He's there forever and ever. Therefore, we need to have faith and continue moving forward. If you don't go to Mexico, who will go? I pray with those who are going that the Lord will use them to preach the message of the kingdom of God so that people can be saved. Shall we pray? Father, you are a great God, faithful, merciful. You hear the cry of those who are perishing. Therefore, you made this day the brothers and sisters from this Park Avenue Church will go out to preach the kingdom of God to people who are perishing. Therefore, be with them as they travel along. Open doors for them that the soul's seed can be sown in people's hearts, that they can repent and give their life to you. I pray for myself, Lord, as I stand here, share the word with my brothers and sisters, Lord. We'll continue to move forward, not to give up. Be with me now as we go into the book of Matthew. That will remind us that we have a commission. We have a work to do. Strengthen us to get this mission out. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. We have so many things going on in Togo. Christian education, church planting, prison ministry, children ministry, and so many going on. And this reminds me of Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38. I'd like us to read that. Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. Read. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said unto his disciple, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Amen. We need to go back and analyze and see the purpose and the mission of Christ on earth. Jesus came, went through the villages, cities. He went out to villages, cities, preaching, teaching, healing people. And someone said he had compassion on the people. He saw the state of the people. People, they are lost. They are not being born again. They are on the path of death. Therefore, he had compassion on them. People who need food, people who need to be healed. Therefore, he had compassion over them. Park Avenue have compassion over Mexico to send team over there to preach the word of God to them. All that we do on earth over here will be perishable. We need the word of God to heal the people's heart. We need Christ. Christ needs to be planted in the heart of the people. The world is full of trouble. There's a big battle going on. A lot of people are blind. People need healing. They are sick. People need the Redeemer. They need a Savior. Who will carry this message? Who's ready to go out to these places? Therefore, Christ, when he saw the people, had compassion over them. The people need Christ. They need salvation. People need to repent, to surrender their life to Jesus Christ. Therefore, Christ's ministry on earth, the first one is making disciples. Making disciples. Second, healing the people. Presenting salvation to the people. And thirdly, people are in prison. They need redemption. They need to redeem. They need to be saved. They need freedom. They need liberty. Where are the people to go out to preach, to teach, to tell them, you are the wrong path. Go this way. Christ is the answer. Christ is the hope. When we look around, we are lost. We are in a big battle. In my country, in my town, people go to the graveyard, dig up the dead body, the skulls, they sell them. And this last day, when people die, we don't take them to a graveyard. So that we bury them in our own houses, in the villages. We bury them at the side of the house so that nobody comes to dig them. There's so much evil going on in the world today. People's mind need to be transformed. People need to be revived. People need to be saved. And our hope is only on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only hope. And without Christ, we are lost. Without Christ, we are doomed forever and ever in hell. Jesus saw the people and his heart was troubled. We need to go out. This is a time for us. We probably might be about 500 over here. Just win one soul. We need to go out. Send the salvation message to people around us. If we don't preach Christ to them, our life is in danger. Our community is in danger. Our world, nation is in trouble. Christ has an answer. Christ has a medicine, the healing power. That's why we follow the ancient papers. We preach Christ, they receive Christ, we baptize them, they become new creation altogether. New creation. Their mind transform. They are heavenly minded, not earthly minded. As long as we are earthly minded, we destroy each other. We kill each other, fighting, trouble. We are living in a temporary place. This world is not our home. We have a better place to go. Therefore, let us get a lot of people into Noah's Ark right now. Let's gather a lot of people. Let's sow the seed. People are evil. There's evil. I could be evil because I have been born again. And I have a new picture altogether. Therefore, this is the time for us to save this world, to save our community. Christ is the answer. Amen. We must prepare to preach to the world. Christ wants us to preach the kingdom of God. Christ wants us to preach to sinners. Christ wants us to reach out to deliver people who are in chain, to people who are in prison. I must be prepared to do that. It's a great challenge. And some of you have done that. Send people out. Put your money in your pocket. Give money. Send people out. It's not easy. When you go, you see things. You see that people are suffering. People need Christ. Our purpose of coming to the state this time is to raise funds. Global crisis is really crumbling us down. We are dying out. We need funds. We need about probably $10,500 every month to continue our mission. The schooling, church planting, prison ministry, so many things. We need your support. Therefore, when we go out there, we have cards. The cards we have, you could put your name out there, whatever you want to promise to give, write your name, then we can pick those cards later and give you feedback on how much you want to give us. We just need your help right now. We pray that you be taught to give out. These forms are out there. And you write your name and how much you want to give. You can sign up and take this card. We really need your help. Please, we need your help. And we are not playing in the field. We are preaching. We are teaching. We are helping souls. We are bringing people into the kingdom of God. And we just challenge you. You've been doing it all the time. People are perishing. People are evil. Young ones are evil. Youth around the age of 15, 16 become type cyber theft. They check your name on the computer. We draw all your money out. And the Nigerians are in Togo. People might have spoiled. They are ready to pick gun, to rob people. But once you preach Christ to them, their mind is transformed. They think heavenly minded. They read the Bible each day. That's the way we need to go. I challenge you this morning that consider supporting us. And some of you have done it already. Or you can pray for us. We need true preachers today. We have few true preachers today. I'd like us to turn to Luke chapter 4, 18. Luke chapter 4, 18, read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight of the blind, to set the liberty them that are perished, to preach acceptable year of the Lord. We have so many preachers today, but do not preach about the kingdom. People preach about just prosperity. They preach about power, that they can do miracles. But preaching the gospel, the true gospel, that people will repent, preaching that when you become a Christian, you need to take the emblem, communion. You need to dine with the Lord. You need to be part of Bible study. You need to be part of prayer meeting. You need to be going out, winning one-on-one. No, we don't have those preachers today. Preachers will say, hey, we saw you. You are a witch. Your grandmother is a witch. Can we deliver you? Deliverance ministry is okay. The church leaders can do that. But we have so many preachers today who will never preach about baptism, repentance. No, they preach about prosperity. We know people who will preach the truth, the true gospel that can repent, turn the hearts of the people, teach people how to look into the Bible, Bible study. Let's go to Bible study. Let's learn more about Christ Jesus. Let's go out to houses. Let us preach. We don't have those preachers today. We have few true preachers today who preach about repentance, who preach more about the kingdom of God. Therefore, we just want you to consider helping Dela and I to continue the Lord's ministry in Togo. Our purpose is just to say, we need your help. You saw the pictures, the videos. Well, we have the school running. How about 28 staffs that work in the school? And they'll go out to villages also. We go to the prison ministry. We feed the prisons. We fix things in the prison. Bathrooms. And the lights go out. We buy them TV so that they can see what is going on in the world. We buy them food. And so many great things we'll be doing. We go do medical work. Go out to the villages. Clean big wounds. People are really living in a deplorable situation. We have a children ministry, 240 people in the villages, their parents are all idol worshippers. We pay for their school fees. We feed them every Saturday. We have 9 class, and each class contains about probably 20 children, 10 rooms. Every Saturday, we have 10 teachers, teaching them about Christ's character, memory work. We have 9 women cooking for them. They eat breakfast, eat lunch, and we send them home. And this opened the heart door of these idol worshippers so that we can preach Christ to them. It's great work going on in Togo. And if you invest there, Christ will continue to bless you and bless us for the kingdom to expand. To bring this short message to an end is, just want to remind you, you know it already, Christ came, preached the gospel of the kingdom so that people can repent. Christ came to heal, set the captives free. And as we do that, we get more people into the kingdom. We get a lot of people ready for Christ coming. I challenge you to do that. And thank you for welcoming me here to share this with you. You know it already. Christ's purpose is to preach the word, preach the kingdom, preach to the sinners so that people can be delivered. Almost every 2 weeks, we baptize people. Some of you who have visited me, sometimes I miss my breakfast, my lunch, going out all the time. Very busy, all of them, very busy. I'm a very busy person, like all of you are very busy. We have no time left. Our time on earth is very short. This is a time now that we preach Christ, do something for Christ now. Christ has blessed us now with strength. Therefore, I'm very grateful that you brought me here. You give me the time to share this with you. God bless you very much. Our mindset is Christ, our first priority. I'd like to end with a special song that I love very much. If you have any question, you could ask. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Hymn number 934. 934. You are a saint. I love you all. You are doing a great job. All that I'll say is Christ came. Purpose is preach the kingdom. Bring deliverance. That is what I am for. Those guys like Holland, they are great men of faith. When they were in Togo, they would eat things that I would not eat. Even me, African, would not eat. They are solid men. They be my bodies. They've really sacrificed a lot. They are good men. You are also good men. God bless you. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portal, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home. Come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come. Thank you very much.